Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 16, 2026. Today is Monday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, so that they may be saved. Here ends the reading. My son has a friend who is Baha'i, and because of his religion does not drink alcohol. Now that my son and all his friends are well into their late 20s, I asked him if they refrained from alcohol when out with their Baha'i friend. My son responded, "It would be perfectly okay with my friend if we all ordered a drink when we're having dinner together. None of us do. We respect his religious beliefs, and to be honest, his religious beliefs probably helped all of us make better decisions when we were in high school together." I just love that story. It just says so much about how people impact others, sometimes without even necessarily thinking that much about it. At our best, being thoughtful about our religious practices and being mindful of how others practice their religion offers all of us a way towards mutual respect and greater understanding. For Paul, the controversies around eating meat previously sacrificed to idols was not so much about whether it was right or wrong, but how it would impact relationships within the congregation at Corinth. By implication, God is not glorified by having a fellowship of people at odds with one another because of a piece of meat on a plate. While plenty of us in mainline Christianity have a more liberal view of, say, drinking alcohol, I wonder what it would be like if occasionally we opted for some restraint in this area. How would such restraint glorify God? How would such restraint assist us in fostering better relationships with Christians whose conscience around drinking differs from ours? At the end of the day, everything we do or don't does matter to God. I think those of us who are more liberal in our Christian religion would do well to remember that at the end of the day, everything we do or don't do does matter to God. Perhaps more humility is in order from those of us who think we are liberated from strict dietary or other behavioral observances. Perhaps we need to learn to think more deeply about how our actions impact others, for good and for ill. As we begin this fourth week of Lent, I invite you, dear listener, to reflect with me on the ways our sometimes cavalier assumptions about our own Christian freedom and witness have failed to bring glory to God. Today is a good day to remember that everything we say and do reflects upon our identity as people of faith and upon anyone who calls themselves a Christian. God grant us the resolve to live for the glory of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.